Three Big Ten teams in WNIT action. Minnesota will play tomorrow against Pacific at 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, Purdue is playing Butler right now, and that game tied at 33 with about 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. The winner, Purdue and Butler, to move to the Super 16. The winner of this one here tonight to move to the Super 16 as well. And they'll get Illinois State. Whoever wins this game, the Redbirds advanced after a victory last night over Charleston, 74-67. One more break, and then it's the starting lineups and the opening tip-off between the Badgers and USI. And this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwing created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex? Carmex when it was created more than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other drier, itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas stations.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
All the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Screaming Eagles Arena, Jadius with you. Ready for the tip-off tonight between the Badgers and Southern Indiana with Wisconsin's Sarah Williams in the center circle for the UW. It's Maddie Webb at 6'2" for USI. And the lineup for Rick Stein in his 25th season for USI, 25-6 this season. Allie Saunders, 5'10", sophomore guard out of Indianapolis, Indiana. Vanessa Shafford, leading scorer, almost 14 per game. She's a 5'9 junior. Addie Blackwell, 5'4", redshirt senior. Meredith Rayleigh is a 6-foot senior. And Maddie Webb, this 6'2 senior. Opening tip-off, back tap, and picked up by the Screaming Eagles, who will move right to left to start this second-round WNIT game. Blackwell throws to the corner, and it's picked up by Shafford, defended by Wisconsin's 5'4" sophomore Ronnie Porter out of St. Paul, Minnesota. Out on top, Rayleigh, three ball, it's in. Shoots it from downtown at 35% this season. And the Screaming Eagles on the board first. It's a 3-0 start for Southern Indiana. Badgers break some backcourt pressure with the pass to Brooke Schrammick in the front court. She's a 6-foot senior guard for the Badgers. Out to Porter again on the right. I mentioned Sarah Williams getting the start. She's a 6'4" sophomore from Brooklyn, New York. Natalie Leitzinger, the 5'8" senior from Monroe, Wisconsin, catches in the corner. Also in the starting five, Sanaya Copeland, the Badgers sophomore. Out to Porter, three on the shot clock to Copeland. How about a three right of center? Rattles out, no good. Rebounded by Shafford, and here comes Southern Indiana flying into the front court. A minute gone by in this opening quarter. Down low, Webb, turn around, and it rolls in over Williams. Mid post on the right. That is Maddie Webb, the 6'2 senior, scores about 11 per game. Here comes Porter, honorable mention, all Big Ten pick to the free throw line, flips it up and in, and it quiets this crowd here at Screaming Eagles Arena. 5-2 is the score between the Badgers and USI. Southern Indiana has the lead and the basketball. Shafford bounces down low. Here is Webb, reverses on Williams, comes up short, and it goes out of bounds off of Williams. It'll be USI basketball. The Screaming Eagles Arena holds 4,800 fans. And the lower bowl is jam-packed, and I'm going to be honest, most of the upper deck here is full of fans as well. Second round, WNIT, the winner to move to the Super 16. Just underway here, 8:24 to go. First quarter, here's a three, and it's in. From the left side, that one's nailed by Addie Blackwell, the redshirt senior. 8:14 to play here in the first quarter. It's an 8-2 Southern Indiana start. Here is Porter, high right side, front court for the Badgers. Checked defensively by Saunders. Gives it up to Schrammick. Back out now to Porter on the right. Bounces top side to Brooke. Over to Leitzinger on the wing. Near side, catch by Porter, driving down low to the corner. Here is a three with the shot clock winding down. Missed by Copeland. And it's grabbed by the Screaming Eagles. Front court. It's Blackwell to Webb. Hard bounce inside. Shot up and no good. Trying to get the number on that. That was Rayleigh, I believe. And a whistle. It'll be knocked out of play. I think that was a block by Sarah Williams. Couldn't tell. I was blocked in my view. Here's Webb in the paint. Hook shot no good. And that one falls off the left side of the rim. Picked up by Williams. Dribbles into the front court for Wisconsin. 7.5 minutes to go, first quarter. It's an 8-2 USI lead over the Badgers. Here's Ronnie Porter for the UW. Gets it up to Leitzinger out on top. Screen set by Schrammick. Nat bounces, short corner left. Jumper, Williams, and it's in. First team all Big Ten selection. Sarah Williams making that jumper. Now a loose ball in the backcourt. Porter on the ground, tying up the USI player. And a jump ball possession arrow goes to the Badgers. That was Rayleigh on the court for Southern Indiana trying to grab that loose ball. 7:08 to play, first quarter, 8-4. Eagles lead over the Badgers. Schrammick catches out on top. She's open. Three ball misses wide right. Long rebound right into the hands of Schrammick. She'll drive hard into the lane. Throw up a shot, no good. Offensive foul, Schrammick. Three minutes gone past here in the opening quarter. Four-point lead for Southern Indiana. They scored the first 5 points of this game. USI 3 of 6 from the floor. The Badgers 2 of 5 from the field. Here's Saunders. Far arc. Down low. Shot rejected by Schrammick. Picked up Rayleigh. And she banks it in. First shot by Rayleigh was denied by Schrammick. Second one, though, goes off the backboard and through. 10-4 Southern Indiana over Wisconsin. 6:33 to play. First quarter, Schrammick skips far side where it's picked up by Copeland. Return pass back to Brooke. Now she'll give it to Porter. Porter on the floor, trying to make a move. Brings it back out. Saunders defense. Out to Copeland. Now Copeland gallops down the lane. High off the window, it's in. The Badger sophomore, Sanaya Copeland, scores about 7 per game. And she puts 2 on the board for the Badgers. 10-6 Southern Indiana. Rayleigh tries to throw over the top of the Badger defense. Deflected by Williams. Picked up down low by Webb. Rejected by Williams. And it goes out of bounds. And now Sarah Williams will have a breather. Heading to the Badger bench. And Hallie Douglas of Wisconsin checks into the game. 2 blocks for Brooke Schrammick. They should be giving a block now to Sarah Williams, her first. She led the Big Ten just under 3 blocks per game. Pass into the backcourt, grabbed by Southern Indiana. 15 on the shot clock, working into the front court. It's Blackwell. Near side, cuts it to the middle. Top side now, bounces to Webb. High post, Webb attacking. One-on-one with Schrammick, got bumped, missed the shot, and a foul. And a quick break for Sarah Williams as she heads back into the game for Wisconsin. 5:49 to play. First quarter here in Evansville, Indiana. Second round of the WNIT, and it's 10-6 USI over Wisconsin. And here's Webb at the free throw line. She's a 6'2 senior, 70% free throw shooter. First one will fall. Now Badgers freshman Giannis Jimenez getting set to come into the game. 5-point USI lead, first quarter. Here comes the next free throw by Webb. And that one's down. ...12-6 Southern Indiana over Wisconsin. They'll put some backcourt pressure now on the Badgers. Jimenez catches, gives to Douglas, throws across the timeline where it's grabbed by Porter. right arc for the Badgers. Here's Ronnie Porter, left-hand dribble, defended by Trinity Ralston, who went off for a career-high 25 in the first round against UIC. Feeds topside. This is Douglas. Dribble drive handoff. Jimenez splits a pair of defenders on a drive, got hit, and a foul. Foul against the Screaming Eagles. And a little bit of a discussion here. Yeah, no, that should be a foul. I'm just trying to get the number now at this point. That is team foul number one against Southern Indiana. Wisconsin ball. Here's Jimenez again making a move and a travel. Had it on the right wing and a quick whistle there. Gives the ball back to Southern Indiana. That last foul was against Ralston. That's her first. Eagles, front court, off a screen. It's caught by Shafford. Around a web screen, has it left the lane, down low, jumper up and in for Shafford. 14-6 Southern Indiana, 4:59 to play first quarter. Shafford was limited to 6 points in the first round against UIC, only made one field goal. Porter gets popped in the face as she catches a pass on the wing. That's a foul against Southern Indiana, their second. And we've got a timeout on the floor. 4:51 to play in this first quarter. 14-6, Southern Indiana leads Wisconsin. We'll be back after this timeout. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Found at Hy-Vee. That's not a sale price. That's the price with the Hy-Vee Perks membership. And 39 cents a pound is not just the price today or this week. It's the Perks price every day. With the Hy-Vee Perks membership, you can save on hundreds of products store-wide every time you shop. And count on Perks prices to stay the same. So if you want to pay less for bananas every day, sign up for Hy-Vee Perks. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. John Audius with you from Evansville, Indiana. Second round action at the WNIT. The winner of this one to move to the Super 16, where they will face Illinois State at a location, date, and time to be determined. But right now what we have here is 4:51 to play in the first quarter and a 14-6 USI lead over Wisconsin. The Eagles are 5 of 10 from the floor, 50% shooting. They've also nailed 2 3-pointers, 2 of 2. Wisconsin also 50%, but less shots taken, 3 of 6 from the field. The Badgers have missed 3 3-pointers. They have not connected from downtown yet. And leading scorer for Southern Indiana is Rayleigh with 5 points. That's Meredith Rayleigh, who is the MVP of the OVC tournament not too long ago for this Southern Indiana team, a team that plays out of the Ohio Valley Conference. And this is a team that should have made the NCAA tournament. They're in their second year of transitioning into Division I from Division II, and the rules stipulate that they're not allowed to make an NCAA postseason tournament. So they won the OVC with a 17-1 regular season record, won the tournament conference as well. So had this been, you know, 2 years from now, they would be in the NCAA tournament. Instead, they accepted this bid to the WNIT. Here's Porter on the right wing. Over to Leitzinger out on top for the Badgers. 5 on the shot clock. They feed inside. Up Williams. No. It got knocked away, and it's grabbed by Gannon down low for Southern Indiana. Eagles, front court. It's Ralston. They're working around the perimeter to the near side where it's picked up by Hanley. High lob inside Webb off the glass. Over Douglas, good. Deep on the right. Maddie Webb for two. She scores almost 11 per game as the Badgers give it up to Douglas in the front court. 4:08 to play first quarter. Caught at the right elbow. Williams out to Copeland. She'll penetrate and kick. Here's a three by Porter on the right. Back rim no good. Offensive rebound. Williams, she'll pivot up and finish with the left hand. Down low on the left block. 3:53 to go first quarter. 16-8 USI lead. Southern Indiana basketball. It's Shafford off to the left side, defended by one of the Badger better defenders at Sanaya Copeland. Now it's Webb, deep on the left, defended by Douglas. Porter comes over to help, and a travel called against Webb. Turnover, Southern Indiana. And that is the first turnover of the game for the Eagles. 16-8 lead for USI. Now Porter catches front court. Floater, right of the lane, no good. Rebounded by Gannon, and a whistle and a foul called against Southern Indiana. Meredith Rayleigh gets called for that one. The fans here at Screaming Eagles Arena. As I mentioned, it holds 4,800 and Gretchen, they're at 1,000 or so under capacity, if not maybe less than that. And then a quick whistle the other way and an offensive foul called against Wisconsin. We've seen this twice where officials now have called something against Southern Indiana. And that's a bump by Copeland as Ralston flies into the front court. As officials have called something against Southern Indiana. And then immediately, like we're talking seconds within the Badgers inbounding, It feels like a makeup call. That last foul, however, against Copeland, that was legit. Fourth team foul against Wisconsin. 3:25 to play in the first quarter. 16-8. Screaming Eagles lead. Here's Ralston working with it with the dribble. Down low on the left. Shot over Douglas, no good. Rebounded Gannon up, no, and a foul. Foul called against Wisconsin's Sarah Williams. And that is the fifth team foul. It's the first against Williams. So here is Gannon now at the free throw line for Southern Indiana. Free throw up and in for the freshman out of Manchester, Tennessee. 9 of her last 10 games, she has scored in double figures, had 8 points in the first round against UIC. And the second one is off the mark. High grab by Sarah Williams. Williams for Wisconsin has that one. Remember, she's riding a string here of double-doubles. 16 in a row. Turnover, Wisconsin on a pass down low intended for Williams. Front court, other side. Williams with the rejection on a shot by Saunders. Outlet up ahead. Here is Porter in transition. Layup in. 2:48 and counting to play. First quarter. Now a 7-point lead for Southern Indiana with the basketball. 17-10. Here's Rayleigh squaring up on the right wing. Finds Ralston. Copeland checks her defensively. Ralston dribbles to the near half of the court and hands off. It's Hanley with the rock. Hard bounce to the corner. Gannon has it near side, right in front of Wisconsin's bench. Shot clock at 5. Ralston out on top. Defended by Copeland. She'll penetrate. Shot blocked by Sinai on a foul. Ralston hits the floor hard. And a foul against Copeland will put Southern Indiana back at the free throw line. So here is Ralston at the free throw line now for Southern Indiana. 75% free throw shooter, her team with a 7-point lead, and that one's up and in.
Okay,
Here comes the next one by Ralston, and that one's through. Backcourt pressure by the Eagles. Leitzinger has it for Wisconsin. Near sideline, it's Douglas. Cuts to the middle of the court. Crosses the timeline. Crosses over on Ralston. Fires it off to the left. Here's Jimenez travel. Right back to Southern Indiana. 9-point lead for the Eagles. .208 to play in the first. Here's Gannon around the perimeter to Ralston on the right wing. Off a screen, Saunders catches to the free throw line, kicks back out to Rayleigh. Leitzinger has her. Now to Ralston near the left elbow. It's Williams on Ralston. Brings it back out with the dribble. Now puts it on the floor. Tries to go inside. So kick to the corner. Handley for three. No good. Pops out. Rebounded Leitzinger. Badgers ball. 100 seconds to play in the first quarter. 9-point Southern Indiana lead. Here's Jimenez. Fires a pass. Top of the arc. Now to Douglas on the left. Hard bounce in the paint. Leitzinger goes up. No whistle. Got hacked maybe. Picked up Southern Indiana. Ralston crosses the timeline. And head coach Marissa Mosley letting the officials know about that last play. And in the meantime, a three is nailed by Rayleigh. And a timeout by the Badgers. And Marissa Mosley is still engaged with one of the officials who's trying to bring her back to her bench. And they're having a spirited conversation. She wanted a foul against USI on that Leitzinger attempt, and I don't blame her. Official still now basically in the middle of the Badgers huddle talking with Coach Mo, and the timeout's done. 22-10, 12-point lead now for Southern Indiana. Largest lead of the game. Not the first quarter the Badgers were hoping for. USI 47% from the floor. They've hit 3 of 4 three-pointers. 7 of 15 overall. Meanwhile, Wisconsin's 5 of 12 from the floor, 42%, and 0 of 4 from downtown. Leading scorers, Sarah Williams and Ronnie Porter, each have 4. Williams, by the way, 4 points, 4 rebounds here in this first quarter. Approaching 1 minute to go in the first as Porter crosses the timeline for the Badgers left to right. One hand pushed over to Jimenez, near side corner. D, left-hand throw, back over to Ronnie. Return pass to D. Inside, they find Williams. Back out to Leitzinger. Top of the arc. Here's a drive by Porter. Tough shot in the paint. No good. Grab by Webb. Outlet. Far sideline. Saunders. Skip pass near side, where it's picked up by your teammate Blackwell. And now USI will set things up. 38 seconds to play in the quarter. 20 on the shot clock. 12-point Southern Indiana lead. Rayleigh gives it up to Blackwell. Tries to go inside on a drive and it's stolen. Here comes Douglas the other side. Hard hit as Douglas runs in to the padding behind the basket. She'll pop up though and she'll go to the free throw line and the foul will be called against Rayleigh. And Hallie Douglas will have 2 free throws upcoming for the Badgers. These are the first free throws of the game for Wisconsin. Meanwhile, Southern Indiana has gotten to the free throw line 6 times, and they're actually going to take a look at this replay to see if there was any illegal contact on Hallie Douglas. She took a hard hit and ran right into the back of the padding there. Not sure the correct term for that. Is it the stanchion? Well, she ran into that, and it was a pretty hard foul. 22-10, Eagles over the Badgers, with 22.3 seconds to play in this first quarter. And while we have a moment, I'll remind you that Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin women's basketball. Wisconsin girl, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar & Grill, proud partner of Badgers Athletics. And now the officials took a quick look at that one, and they're going to huddle up. Talk about this right now. Once again, taking a look at the leaders for each side. 8 points for Rayleigh on 3 of 5 shooting. And they say it's a common foul, so two free throws upcoming for Hallie Douglas. And once again for the Badgers, leading scorers Williams and Porter, each with 4 points. So here is Hallie to the free throw line for the Badgers. 61% free throw shooter this season is Douglas, and that one's through. Hallie makes the first. 22-11, your score. Next one is up, and that cuts it to a 10-point deficit for the Badgers. Now here comes USI. Front court, 15 seconds to play in the first quarter. Here's Blackwell off to the left. Shepherd. Jumper over Jimenez near the free throw line with 8 seconds and a foul, as that shot is no good, and a foul called against Jimenez on the jump shot by Shepherd. At the line, shooting 2 points. Here's Shepherd, makes the first. Vanessa Shepherd, 9 points from 1,000 in her career at Southern Indiana, heading into play tonight. Here's an 80% free throw shooter at the line. Next one is up, good. 24-12, Southern Indiana. 8 seconds to go in the first. And it's stolen off the inbounds. 6 seconds, Shepherd, a quick three on the left. No good with 3 seconds. Picked up by Porter from beyond half court. It's good if it goes. It's off to the left off the backboard. And we're done with the first 10 minutes here from Screaming Eagles Arena. And it's Southern Indiana 24, Wisconsin 12. We'll be back with the second quarter next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. After the first quarter, it's Southern Indiana 24, Wisconsin 12. In the second round matchup at the WNIT, with the winner to move to the Super 16. Southern Indiana in that quarter, 44% from the floor, 7 of 16. They also made 3 of 5 three-pointers and hit 7 of 8 at the free throw line. Compare that to Wisconsin, 5 of 13 from the floor, 39% shooting for the Badgers, 0 of 4 from downtown. The Badgers got to the free throw line 2 times and made both their free throws. Rebounding edge to USI, 10-8 on the boards. Offensive rebounds, 5-3 Southern Indiana. And second chance points, plus 6 for the Screaming Eagles in that first quarter, 8-2. Turnovers in that first quarter, 3 for Southern Indiana, 6 for the Badgers. And points off those turnovers, 5-2. USI has the lead there. Individually for the Badgers, 4 points and 4 rebounds from Sarah Williams. She also has a couple of blocks for the Badgers. And also 4 points for Ronnie Porter. She played all 10 minutes in that first. Second quarter is now underway here in Evansville, Indiana. And it's Gannon at the free throw line with it. Finds her teammate to the left. It's Saunders, rattles in a 3. 4th three-point make of the game now for Southern Indiana. And they have their largest lead of this game. It's at 15, 27-12. Just underway in the second quarter. Here's Porter, outside left for the Badgers. Swings over to the right where it's caught by Leitzinger. Gives it up to Copeland. Right wing. Back to Nat out on top. Over to Sanaya. Flips it inside in the lane. Douglas goes up. Got hacked by Gannon. No call. Out of bounds. And Hallie Douglas is looking around wondering why there was no foul call. Shot clock at 9 for the Badgers. Caught by Douglas to the corner. Williams tries a 3. That one draws air. And it's picked up by Shepherd. Screaming Eagles right to left. Shepherd, top side. Copeland picks her up. To the left and Saunders. Hard bounce out on top to Webb. 1 minute gone by in the second. A whistle away from Shepherd, who has the basketball on top. And a foul called against Leitzinger. That's the first against Leitzinger. It's the first team foul against Wisconsin here in the second quarter. 27-12, Southern Indiana has this big lead right now over the UW. Back to the action. It's grabbed by Blackwell out on top. Blackwell bounces for Gannon, left elbow, defended by Williams. Here's Gannon up. Little hook left of the lane, no good with the left hand, and it's grabbed by Sarah. Here comes Wisconsin, left to right. Badgers have plenty of time to get back in this game, down 15. Here's Porter, out on top, gives it up to Douglas. Bounces for Leitzinger, who was cutting to the rim, but it's stolen. Saunders in transition, front court, in the lane, throws down low to Webb, back out. It's Blackwell, back inside, Webb's double. Out on top, Saunders, 3. Wisconsin as Saunders drills the three-pointer for Southern Indiana. And it's now 30-12 USI over the UW. We'll take a break and come back with more. 8-11 to play in the second quarter. 18-point USI lead. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Tough start to the second quarter for Wisconsin. John Adias with you here from Evansville, Indiana. It's the second round of the WNIT tournament. And the Badgers trail the home team, Screaming Eagles, 30-12. Southern Indiana out to a 6-0 start here in the second quarter. They started the game on a 5-0 spurt, and now starting the second quarter, 6-0, 2 of 3 from the floor. The Badgers 0 of 2 from the field in this quarter. Overall in the game now, Wisconsin is 5 of 15 from the floor, 33%. Well, Southern Indiana is now 9 of 19, 48%, but a big difference is three-point shooting. 5 3-pointers so far in this first half for USI. They're 5 of 7, 71% from outside the three-point line. The Badgers are 0 of 4 from downtown. But this Southern Indiana team is a hot shooting team from the field. They shoot 45% from the floor. That was best in the Ohio Valley Conference. And from beyond the three-point line, they shoot it at 36%. So far, well above that. But point is, they're a pretty good shooting team. Talking with head coach Tiffany Morton, I asked her to compare this Southern Indiana team to a team in the Big Ten. She gave it a couple of seconds of thought, and just by looking at those shooting percentages and knowing that anyone on this Southern Indiana team can hit at any given moment, she said it reminded her a lot of Indiana out of the Big Ten, and they're a very high field goal percentage team this season. They were. Here is Ronnie Porter. High right side for the Badgers. 7:59 and counting to play off a double screen. Porter throws back to her right. Shramick has it. Back over to Porter. Left at the wheel. Back over to Shramick. Now near side corner. It's Copeland. Flips it low, block right to Sarah Williams. Back out to Porter. Hard bounce to the right. 3 on the shot clock. Williams has it. Right of the lane. Jumper is no good. And it's grabbed by Ralston. Picked up by Southern Indiana. Eagles, front court. Near side, Shafford. 3 ball in the air. It's short. And it's grabbed by Porter. 30-12. 18-point lead for Southern Indiana in transition. Leitzinger catches. Low block left off the backboard for 2. And it's the first field goal of the second quarter for Wisconsin. Here's Shafford off on the right side. Now right of the lane. It's grabbed by Saunders. Hard bounce in the paint. Here is Gannon up and under over Williams. High off the backboard. Missed everything. Picked up by Porter again. Ronnie, front court. Off to the right. Leitzinger on the wing. Drives to the right baseline. Throws to the corner. Knocked out of bounds by Saunders. It'll be Wisconsin basketball. 6:55 to play, second quarter. 30-14, Southern Indiana. Here's Copeland for the Badgers. High post toss to Williams. No one guarded her. Tries the left elbow jumper. No good. Picked up Shafford. Collides with Leitzinger in the backcourt, and a foul called against Leitzinger. Second team foul, and the second against Leitzinger. And now Lena Patty Bandla comes into the game for the Badgers. The 6-foot freshman from Canton, Ohio, plays about 5 minutes per game. And Patty Bandla now into the contest for the UW. 6:47 and counting to play. Second quarter, 30-14. USI leading the basketball. This is Ralston sprinting off to the right wing. Bounces to the baseline. Here's a drive by Webb down low to the short corner. Jumper missed by Gannon. Picked up by Porter across the timeline. Porter bumping into contact. Putting up a shot, no good. And a foul will be called against Handley, who is defending. First foul called against Southern Indiana here in the second quarter. And it's a shooting foul that will put Porter at the free throw line, where she's a 70% free throw shooter this season. Ronnie Porter, 5'4" sophomore. Honorable mention, all Big Ten selection for the Badgers this season. And that's up and through. 15-point deficit now for the Badgers. Southern Indiana has stretched it out to as many as 18. They scored the first 6 points of this quarter. Second one missed by Porter. Up high for the rebound is Webb. Gets it to Ralston, who flies into the front court like a flash. Bouncing, looking for Webb. Stolen by Shramick. Reached in by Webb. Brooke was going the other way. Would have had a layup if not for that foul by Webb. After a good defensive play there by Wisconsin's Brooke Shramick. Badgers basketball. Foul against Southern Indiana. Second against the team. Here is Porter on the left. Hard bounce down low. Finish won't drop for Williams, but she was fouled, and Wisconsin sophomore and first team all Big Ten selection Sarah Williams will now step to the free throw line for the UW. 30-15 Southern Indiana. 6:12 now to play in the second quarter, and here is Williams. At the free throw line for the Badgers, Williams, 78% free throw shooter this season. And it's up and in. Williams now at 5 points to go along with five rebounds. And that one is too strong, and a quick whistle, and I believe it's a lane violation against USI. So Williams will get another free throw. And that one's in. So the lane violation gives the Badgers another try, and Williams puts it through. 30-17. Eagles lead in the basketball. Patty Banla defending Hanley off on the left wing. So fired pass to Raley. Now down low, they get it to Hanley, who lays it up and in. It was cut toward the rim. Wisconsin backcourt is Patty Banla and Porter trying to get through this screaming Eagles defense. Patty Banla, high left side for the Badgers. Over to Porter between the circles. 5:40 to play, second quarter. 32-17, Southern Indiana with the lead. Wisconsin with the basketball. Copeland catches on the left wing. Over to Porter out on top. Back over to Sanaya. Long three, left side. Wide right, no good. Rebounded by Blackwell, and here comes USI. Up the right sideline. Now they pass to the near side, where it's Hanley defended by Schrammick. Hanley, wraparound, bounce down low. Webb on Patty Banla. Bounces back out on top. Here's a three, and that one rims out. No good by Blackwell. Fighting for the rebound. It's picked up by Patty Banla. Outlets to the front court. Porter over to Copeland, driving to the rim and laying it up and in from the left. Quickly, the other side. Schaffer draws contact on the freshman, Patty Banla. No call. Missed with the layup. Picked up Porter. Front court for the Badgers. 32-19. Wisconsin trails. 4:50 to go. Second quarter. Here's Ronnie slowing things down high on the left side for the Badgers. Being hounded defensively there by Blackwell. High screens coming from Williams. Here's Porter right of the lane. Jumper, no good. Hit off the left side of the rim a couple of times. And it's grabbed by the screaming Eagles. Picked up by Blackwell. And she'll walk across the timeline. Porter picks her up, head of the key. Pass to the right. Handley has it. Patty Banla on her. Now out on top. Quick three left by Raley, and it's good. Raley drills the sixth three-pointer of the game for Southern Indiana. 35-19 USI. 16-point lead. Copeland, right wing. Badgers rotate over to Patty Banla for three, and she drills it. Left side three by the freshman is through. Cuts the lead down to 13. 3:48 to go before halftime. Mid-post right. Picked up by Raley. Gives to the far corner. This is Shepherd. Back to Raley near the right elbow. Bounce in the paint. Here's Webb. Left shoulder turn, right hook. Off the back rim a couple of times, and then it falls. 3:25 and counting to play. Second quarter. Wisconsin working out of the backcourt. Across the timeline, it's Porter. 37-22 USI. They'll settle into this zone look defensively. Williams catches in the paint, back out to Porter. She'll launch for three, and Ronnie connects. RP3. 37-25, Wisconsin trails by 12. 3 minutes to play. Second quarter. Shepherd outside left for the Screaming Eagles. Now Webb. Working from the head of the key, all the way down low, blocked by Williams, picked up by Porter on the baseline. Ronnie running front court to the corner. Copeland out to Patty Banla on the right wing. Back over to Porter. 2.5 minutes to go before halftime. Wisconsin can cut it to single digits with the three by Patty Banla. It's an air ball. Missed from the right corner. Picked up USI. 12-point lead, 2:20 to play. before halftime. Blackwell, left wing. Hard bounce for Webb. High post. Inside. It's Rayleigh on Stramick. Left hand. No. But a foul. Came up empty on that possession. But Stramick will be called for the foul. It'll be team foul number 3 against Wisconsin here in the second quarter. And that's the 3rd personal foul now against Brooke Stramick. So unfortunately for Marissa Mosley's team, the 6-foot senior now, 3 fouls with just 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. And that free throw is up and through for Rayleigh. All Ohio Valley Conference first team pick, Meredith Rayleigh, 12.2 points per game this season. Had that number 2 in the first round against UIC. 12 in the victory for Southern Indiana. Second one drops. 39-25. Screaming Eagles over the Badgers. Here's Copeland, front court for the UW. Bump from behind and a foul. And are they going to get Rayleigh with the push? No. Actually going to get it with Ralston, who is also in on that play. The Badgers ball, team foul number 4 against Southern Indiana, 2nd against Ralston. Badgers ball, it's Copeland out on top. High post feed to Douglas, her pass deflected right into the hands of Hallie. Now she'll put up a jumper from 15, no good. Offensive rebound, Williams missed it down low on the left. Pinball around, picked up, Porter. Free throw line, kicking out left side. Ball fake by Douglas over to Copeland. Now, deep on the left, it's Williams up, got it stripped out of bounds. 13 on the shot clock for Wisconsin, a minute 42 to go before halftime. Wisconsin trying to make a push here in the second quarter. Being outscored 15-13 so far. Left corner, it's Patty Bandla. Now to Douglas near the free throw line. 5 on the shot clock, trying to bounce for Porter, cutting baseline out of bounds. Bounces it out of bounds. It'll be Southern Indiana basketball. For Wisconsin, it's the 8th turnover of the game. The Badgers had 6 turnovers in the first quarter. Much better job holding on to the basketball. Ralston v. Porter out on top. Dribble drive, handoff, Handley, hard bounce to the near side corner. It's Webb, 10 on the shot clock for Southern Indiana to Ralston. Porter on her, over to the left. Driving on Patty Bandless, Handley bouncing back out. Here's Saunders, tough 3 over Copeland, and she gets it from 25 feet plus. Great defensive job by Copeland. Even better shot there by Southern Indiana. 50 seconds to play in the second. It's 42-25 USI. Copeland out on the right for Wisconsin to Porter. Touch pass picked by Williams out on top. 8 on the shot clock. Sarah off to the right. Here's Copeland. Ball fake. Driving. Poked away from behind. Stolen by Southern Indiana. Approaching 30 seconds to play in the second quarter. Here's Ralston out on top. Ralston brings it out high on the left side. 26 on the game clock. 22 on the shot clock. And Southern Indiana coach Rick Stein saying, hey, why don't you slow it down a little bit. Holding on to a 17-point lead with 13 seconds to play before halftime. It's Ralston making her move right of the lane, around everybody, up off the window, no good. Tap picked up, Gannon rolls it in with 5 seconds. Down to 3, Wisconsin inbounding to Copeland from beyond half court. It's good if it goes off the rim, no good. And we've reached halftime here at Screaming Eagles Arena in Evansville, Indiana. And it's the home team. Southern Indiana on top of the Badgers by a score of 44-25. It's a 19-point advantage here at the half, second round at the WNIT. Well, coming up at halftime, we'll take a look at some of these halftime numbers, both team and individual. But when we come back next, we'll hear my halftime interview with Wisconsin sophomore and first-team All-Big Ten selection Sarah Williams. That comes your way in 60 seconds, and this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake.
If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life.
Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Start of a fresh season since you had no opponents and you get to focus on you?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I was happy to know that we were going to play in the postseason. So just being able to come in and, you know, be able to train, like, for a game instead of just to get better individually is just a lot better.
Was it good to get the rest?
Yes, it was very nice. Very nice rest.
Talking with Sarah Williams here at halftime. Now, I haven't talked to you since you won Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year, which, by the way, seems like so long ago, but also first team All Big Ten selection. So as you've had some time to kind of let that sink in, what does it mean to receive those accolades?
I mean, I'm just happy that I was able to work hard and, you know, be recognized for those type of things, but it's just, you know, the baseline for me. I'm just going to use that to consistently keep my game at a high level.
It was probably pretty cool, too, to see Ronnie get honorable mention as well. What does Ronnie mean to this team?
I mean, Ronnie, I think honorable mention is probably, I think she deserved more than that. I think Ronnie's just a big piece. She's done amazing things throughout the season. As a sophomore, I mean, she didn't really get to play last year, so she was more learning on the fly as well. So being able to come out and do what she did was really good for her.
Final question for you. What's it going to take for this team to make a run now in the WNIT?
Grit. I think everyone's going to play with grit. We can't be outworked, out-hustled. We're going to have to play very, very high levels of basketball that we can't even imagine. Just play, push ourselves individually, and then together, as a team, we'll come together.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That's Sarah Williams here at the half. Back with more after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Women's Basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its seven lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Halftime here in Evansville, Indiana, 44-25. The home team, Southern Indiana Screaming Eagles, leading the Badgers here at the half in the second round of the WNIT. 19-point lead for USI. Well, before we continue with a look at the stats, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID. 10 for illegal. This is Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Second quarter goes the way of Southern Indiana, outscoring the Badgers 20-13. The Badgers actually were making a move late in the quarter after a Ronnie Porter three cut the lead down to 12 at 37-25. Southern Indiana goes on a 7-0 run to end the quarter. They started the second quarter on a 6-0 run and now are enjoying that 19-point, almost 20-point halftime lead. And a look at the team numbers. Wisconsin overall in this game, 35%, 9 of 26 from the floor. Southern Indiana, 45% shooting, 14 of 31. Huge difference, 3-point makes. 2 of 8 for Wisconsin as a team, that's 25%. 7 out of 11, that's 64% for Southern Indiana. The Eagles made 3 3-pointers in the first, 4 of 6 in that second quarter. Also a big difference, free throws, plus 4 for Indiana, 9 of 10, while the Badgers are 5 of 6. Rebounding even at 18 apiece. Team assists 9 to 5 in favor of USI. Also taking a look at these halftime numbers, turnovers, 9 total for Wisconsin. Just 3 turnovers in that second quarter for Wisconsin. Points off those turnovers, 13-4, though. That's a big number for Southern Indiana. Points in the paint, even at 12 apiece. Back to the rebounding, even at 18, even at 6 on the offensive glass. But second chance points, plus 8 for USI at 10-2. Steals, 4 in that first half for Southern Indiana, 3 for the Badgers, and blocks, 5 for Wisconsin, and 2 for the Eagles. And we'll take a break and take a look at the individual numbers next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 for our new show, Unlabeled, Your 90s Mixtape. While Director's Cut takes a hiatus, join me every Sunday after Seth Faces the Music from 8 to 9 for fun facts, your